Welcome to Heart, a podcast about all things heart-related presented by the physicians of Advanced Cardiovascular Specialists. I'm your host, Linnea Allen. Today, we're going to discuss exercise associated with heart disease with Dr. Bill Haney of Advanced Cardiovascular Specialists located in Shreveport, Louisiana. Welcome back, Dr. Haney.
Thank you, Linnea. I'm happy to be here.
All right, let's dive right in. So, is exercise an important part of the management of heart disease?
It absolutely is one of the most important parts. It's has multiple different beneficial effects. First of all, it makes the person fit with heart disease rather than having heart disease and having deconditioning. That leads to a dramatic improvement in quality of life. The patient can do more physical activity that they enjoy. And it also lowers risk factors such as high cholesterol, makes control of diabetes better, and helps with control of blood pressure. People that exercise regularly are also a little less likely to smoke.
I always see written on things, before you start an exercise program, check with your doctor. Is it safe for patients with heart disease?
That's a very good question. And there's actually a lot of data on that. When a person with significant heart disease exercises during that time, they're actually at an increased risk of bad outcomes. But if you take overall, they're at lower risk because the rest of their life, they're at significantly lower risk of having bad outcomes. I think one of the really good examples of this was 40 or 50 years ago, congestive heart failure was treated with bed rest, often for 2 to 3 months continuously, and that obviously led to severe deconditioning of the person. Studies were done where they placed patients that were the sickest of the sick. Those on a transplant waiting list were put in physical therapy programs, which at one time was considered heresy. However, those patients became physically fit. It didn't actually improve their heart, but the rest of them was fit and their exercise tolerance improved so much that a substantial percentage of the patients were able to get off the transplant waiting list.
Wow. Okay, so how do you know what type of exercise program to use?
That depends on the degree of heart disease, and that's where it's hard to make too many generalizations. But when I talk to patients in my office, I tell them it's not high school football practice. It's not no pain, no gain. It's more a moderate exercise program that's sustained. And I think men are worse than women. Sometimes we try to get in shape in one day, and that's not the goal to do that. This is where you need to use some common sense, and that is if something feels bad, certainly if somebody's having chest discomfort or they're getting quite short of breath, they should back off if they have underlying heart disease. The other rule of thumb is to gradually progress the level of exertion. Don't start out walking around the block and then decide you're going to run a 5K race. It just gradually work it up. And people with bad underlying heart disease, they may need a little further evaluation by their cardiologist or their primary physician to help them decide on what type of program to initiate. And people who are quite ill, such as those who are recovering from a heart attack or recovering from bypass surgery, often it's a formal exercise program, a cardiac rehabilitation program, which locally is generally 3 days a week of monitored exercise. The patient has a heart monitor in place to look for arrhythmias, and there's staff readily available if they have any trouble. That gives the patient some confidence in pushing themselves a little bit because they know that help is readily available if they do have any difficulty.
Okay, so most of what I hear you're saying is what we call cardio, to do cardio, but to start small and work your way up with the physician's oversight. That's about right?
That's exactly right. And really, weight resistance is okay, but again, it's not a no pain, no gain deal. But patients to maintain muscular tone, that's fine and generally safe. But the one that benefits patients the most is aerobic exercise. And that can be anything from walking. Swimming is a great exercise. It's not hard on the joints. or using exercise bicycles, et cetera.
Well, let me ask you this. This may be left field, but what about something like yoga that stretches, but it's not exactly cardiovascular work? Something like, now I know that in yoga, sometimes you get upside down, your feet are above your head. Are things like that okay?
I think yoga probably and exercises like Pilates are probably okay because they don't require an extremely high workload on the heart. I don't have any real data on those particular exercises, but I think those would be considered safe.
Okay. All right. So if you had a patient come in, you've been treating them for heart disease. They say, I want to get started with an exercise program. What's the first question that you would ask them to figure out where they need to start?
Well, a lot of times it's somebody that maybe I've seen before and I know a lot about them. And so just the level of underlying heart disease is extremely important. Somebody that's in congestive heart failure with severe damage to their heart, we would start out at a very low level. That might be a person we'd want in rehab formally to be watched. And just a low-level program like walking, and it's symptom-limited. Tell them if they're struggling at all, they need to slow down. And again, like I said earlier, to just gradually progress the level of activity.
Okay. Any final thoughts on exercise?
Well, it really, like I mentioned, leads to multiple benefits in heart disease. I can't overemphasize how important it is in maintaining quality of life and as part of the program to reduce the long-term risk of cardiovascular complications. So we certainly endorse it.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being with us, Dr. Haney. To learn more about all cardiovascular-related topics, please visit acsdoctors.com.